Okay, today's daf is Kushan daf Samach Zayin. We are in the starting the discussions of Yichus at the end of Maseches Kedushin. Who can marry who? And that's really the rest of the Masechta. A lot of the Masechta is all about Yichus. The next parak is called Asara Yuchsin. All the different levels of Yichus. Who's allowed to marry who? And what's the halacha if one psul marries another psul? That'll really take us from now all the way to until daf pei or so, where then we get into a little hilchos yichud at the end of the mesachta daf pei on the base, and then some. The next daf is just some miscellaneous to finish the mesachta on daf pei base. So let's go mishnah samach vav mabez towards the bottom. Rules and regulations of marriage. Any place. Four cases in the Mishnah. Case number one. Any place, any time when there is a marriage, meaning there is Tfisas Kedushin, Ve'ein Aveira, and there is no Aveira, meaning a regular marriage. A regular marriage, kosher marriage, man marries a woman, kosher Jew, and Jewish, Havlad Holech Achar Zachar. So then, the Vlad achieves the status of the father. The Ezezeh, for example, Zeh Kohenis, Levi of Yisraelis, Shenasu, Lekoin, Levi of Yisrael. Right, you have a Kohen Levi Yisrael that married a Bas Kohen, a Bas Levi, a Bas Yisrael. In that case, then the child is going to follow the father. If the father's a Kohen, then the child's going to be a Kohen. Father's a Levi, father's a Yisrael, you always follow the father. Yes, there are halachos about the mother's status is acknowledged. For example, regarding Pidyon HaBen, the child doesn't have a Pidyon HaBen if the mother is a Bas Kohen or a Bas Levi. But in terms of the status of the child, the child follows the father's status. The Rishonim here, a little bit explicit, a little bit implicit, discuss, what about an Issa D'Rabbanan? What about if somebody's asa midrabanan and anyone wants midrabanan? So do you say there too that the father, that if the flat follows the father? So the Yad Rama here quotes on this first case, Pirish kol makam sheish kedushin, the tafsi ba kedushin, v'yein aveira b'nisu eha min haTorah. As long as there's no aveira daraisa, the flat goes after the father. Af al gav di'ig aveira midrabanan, even though there's an aveira darabanan, doesn't matter, could go in shnios, the Asir Midivrei Sofrim, even one of the Shnios, one of the 20 women that were added on by the Rabbanan to the regular Rayos, many of the maternal relatives, the mother's mother, and other. Look in the Rambam, has a whole list of the Shnios. So there, says the Yad Rama, still it will be in this first category. Even if somebody is to the husband and the wife are Asir Rabbanan, it'll still be here. And the footnotes here points out that, look in Rashi for a minute. Rashi's not befeirish, but once you see this Yad Ramah, it sounds like that Rashi, first Rashi on the Mishnah. Kolokav yesh kedusha ve'in aveira, shakidusha tofsin ba ve'in aveira b'nisuin, shlo asarta Torah alav. Shlo asarta Torah alav. So you don't pick that up until you see the Yad Ramah. The Torah asers, that is Rashi and the Shita l'nodu l'mi. If you look in the Makneh argues. The Makneh says no. No, even if it doesn't mean you're a banan, it shouldn't be called Yesh Kiddushin Ve'ein Aveira, because there is Aveira here. So that's why the Maknet does not quote Rashi or the Yad Ramah, but he says Nira Pashut Afilu B'Makom De'ein Aveira Midaraisa Kigon B'Makom Yibum Tzarina B'Yivam Zdavchav Midaraisa Mutter Liyisrael Liyabim Yivam Shi Mamzeres Afilu Achi Avlad Mamzer. The Vlad's going to be a pugum, even if it's only Asur Midrabanan. V'Chomakom Di'ika Aveira Drabanan Havlad Holech Achra Pugum. Look at Chalutza. According to a chalutz, is only asa midrabanan, and the we know that child, you know, is going to be a pagum somewhat. So that's why says the Makna, he argues with Rashi and the Yad Ramah. Okay, says the Mishnah. Continuing, that was case number one. Category number two: v'chol makom shgeish kedushin v'yesh aveira. Anytime where there is a marriage. Yet there is an aveira too, meaning that there is a marriage, there is tefisas kedushin, but it's ba'aveira. Havlad holech achra pagum. So in that case, the vlad follows the pagum, the problematic one. In the meaning, if one of the parents has a halachic issue, so then the child picks up and follows that halachic issue. Veiza zu amana l'kohen gadol grusha v'chalusa l'kohen hedyot. Right, all the isure kahuna that are usher mamzeres v'nesina liyisrael. So then the child is going to be a mamzer or have the status of a nasin. Bas Yisrael and a mamzer and a nasin. Same thing the other way. The child is going to have the status of the mamzer and the nasin if either one of the parents has that status.
So they still throw in chalutza here.
Sorry? So they throw in chalutza here, right? They throw in chalutza here even though chalutza is asa midrabanan. Correct. That's what the Makna picks up on. That's what the Makna mentioned. A lot of times, the Rishonim say Chalus is thrown in Agav Akdei Nasva, just not because it really means it, because whenever you cook Grush, you also put Chalutza, in terms of the Isser. So that's what the Ad Ramah would say. The Pnei Yeshua and the Rishash, both are bothered that, let's see, you have a child from an Amon Kohen Gadol. So you have a Chalal. We know the child from a Isser Kohen is called a Chalal, not Dafka, some other problem. So the question is that an example of a Vlad Holik Achara Pagum? Right, there's no pogum here. Who's a pogum? You have a Kohen and an Amana. Who's a pogum? So the Pnei Yeshua says it's Lav Dafka. It doesn't really mean pogum. It means in cases where one of the parents is a pogum, so then it follows the pogum. But here, by those two examples, it really means that you just that there's a problem based on the Bias Isser. It doesn't mean that it follows after the pogum. L'chara b'vlad v'grusha, ain't time mishum d'avlad holech achara pogum, to adaraba, ikr chilu b'vlad ksiv, lo yechalal zaro, to yu gufa lo mifshlo Rav Yosi. Right, so he said, "Lekachnira dahanach agav grora nakit v'ikra klal mishum mamzeres v'nesina liyisol nakit." The ikra following the pogum is because of the other examples. When we have some yafina b'chol makom davar holech achar pogum. So he said, "This lav dafka, it's really a totsah from the bias iser." There is a very interesting Aruch HaShulchan, which we've discussed this topic in the past. We just have mentioned this Aruch HaShulchan about why is it that when you have all of these cases of marriages b'iser. Some of them work. We're about to have categories that don't work. If you try to marry your sister, one of the arayos is not going to work, but some of them work. So why do you say afkiyanu in all those cases? Why do you say kodem b'kadesh adatir abadam b'kadesh, and you try to Kohen tries to marry a grusha, tough luck, it doesn't work. So why do you say that by all cases of tefisas kedushin? So again, you might say the Rashba says it at Shuva, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago when afkiyanu came up. You don't apply afkiyanu except where Chazal applied it. So only when somebody tries to be mevatel his get, against the will of Chazal. Somebody tries to, you know, all the cases can get in Lamed Beis, and earlier we had it in Pesachim. So if you just say it's limited, fine, but that just begs the question, why did Chazal apply Afkinu in these cases? So says the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Yudches in Evan Ezer, on this context, he says, Yesh l'shol b'da sheila, called him a kadesh adad rabbanah makadesh, for a baran lo vade lo nichaluhu, she kadesh b'isr, v'yisbat lo akidushin. So why don't you say that? He says, no. He says, when do you apply kol demakadesh? That's where you have a good kiddushin. Kol demakadesh, another about a makadesh, and therefore you bought into the system. So once you do that, so Chazal say anything you do now is subject to the Rabbanan. Meaning, if you try to be mevatel your get in a problematic way, you try to do something afterwards, right? That's when an ones occurs. Ain ones begitin. So in that sugya, so in all those cases, you had a good marriage. So now if something else happened later, so Chazal could say, you know, disregard what occurred later. Or regard what you did first and not what you did second. Because you already bought into the system. But here, even the Kiddushin was an Adas Rabbanan. Called the Makadish, this wasn't Adas Rabbanan. And even though you said Kadash Mosav Yisrael, it doesn't matter. It wasn't Kadash Mosav Yisrael. So you're totally in a different world here. You're not in the world of Adas Rabbanan. Right, only if Shalom Arkein, the Elam Kena Kiddushin Ayuk Shirim Lagamre, Beretzon Chachamim, El Shachachach Yisibel Avatlam Mizatam. But here, Be'etzem a Kiddushin in Chash, and Avatlam Osamitam Achir, later on, that's where you apply it. Avozesh a Kiddush Lachachilub, Isser Daraiso Drabanan, Vayevi Lachachidushin Lachachilu Shalom Adait Drabanan, Ech Nomash a Kiddush Adait Drabanan. And even though you say Kadash Moshe of Yisrael, Vadai Kenu, the Avabi Das Moshe Hakiddushin Tosam Machai Bilav. So that's the important sheet. They have to add that into our Afkinu discussions of the Aruch HaShulchan. Okay, so that is category number two. So again, category number one was a perfect marriage, you follow the father. Second category is a problematic marriage, but if there is Tfisas Kedushin, you follow the Pogum. Third category, V'chol mi she'ein la alav Kedushin, avol yesh la alachirim Kedushin. What if you have no Tfisas Kedushin with this woman, but other people do? For example, one of the Arayos is only an erva to you, and not to others. So, that kabbeke, what's the halacha? Havlad, mamzer. So in that case, Vlad is a mamzer. That means eshes ish, and achos isha, and any one of the relatives, so they can't get married to you, but they can get married to somebody else. So then, the Vlad is a mamzer. Veza says that Baal Achaz Bekal Arayos Shabbatorah, one of the Arayos. And we'll see the Gemara what the Makar is. Category four. V'chol mi she'ein lo lo alav v'lo alachirim kedushin. A woman who cannot have kedushin with anybody. For example, a guy, as we'll see soon. Havlad kamosa. The Vlad follows her, the mother. Veza says that Vlad shivcha v'nachris. The Vlad of a shivcha and a nachris, a non-Jew. So the Vlad, obviously, there's no tefisas kedushin with anybody. And therefore, the Vlad, the child, is a non-Jew. Says the Gemara. Kol makom sheyesh kedushin. So the first category, any place where there is kedusha, a regular marriage, amalir of Shimon, the Rabbi Yochanan, klalahu, the chamak of sheish kedusha ve'aver, avlad holich achar azachar. Is that really true? That whenever there is a perfect, wonderful, no avera marriage, the baby goes after the male. Harei ger shenasa mamzeres. What about a ger and a mamzeres? A ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres, right? Because a ger, according to Tanoim that we'll see later, is lo ikri kahal. Says lo yaval mamzer, mamzer b'kahal Hashem. So a ger is not ikri kahal, kahal Hashem. Different category. So says the Gemara, a ger and a mamzer, that's a mutter marriage, to yesh kiddushin, v'yein avera, meaning it's category one, and yet, havlat holech achar pagum, right? The child is a mamzer. So you see, he goes after the pagum, right after the father. The Tanya, the Brisa says, later on, ger should also mamzer, havlat mamzer, divir Rabbi Yossi. Right? So you see, it is not, why isn't it written in the Mishnah? So Amar Lei, and it's a violation of the rule of the Mishnah, because it's a perfect marriage, and yet the Vlad does not follow the father. So that's this whole Amar is going to be, is in this case left out, is in this case against the rule. That's going to be Amar Aleph. Amar Lei, Mi Savris Masnisa Rabbi Yosihi, who says the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yosi, who says that a ger is allowed to marry Mamzeris. Masnisa Rabbi Yehudahi, it's really a Machlokas Tanam later on, and Rabbi Yehuda holds to Amar, Ger Lo Yisa Mamzeris. Right, a ger is not allowed to marry mamzeres, and therefore it's not in category one of the Mishnah, but rather it's in category two. The yesh kedusha v'yesh avera. There is a marriage and there is an avera. Havlad holech achar pagum. So in that case, the vlad will follow the pagum, and therefore it fits in perfectly to category two. So there's a suffix of the Shar HaMelech. Fascinating suffix that the Shar HaMelech has. What happens if a yavam does yibum to a mamzeres? Maker adin asi dochalos asay. Gemara says in Yavamis, we had it around Dafchaf or so, a yavam is miyabim a mamzeres, and the whole issue is, are we goes there because of biyashniya? But what happens if pregnancy occurs from bir rishona? The person does yavam does yibum and to a mamzeres, and nisabra mi bir rishona is the vlad a mamzer, because he did nothing wrong midaraisa. He did nothing wrong. Asi docha lo sasei. The mitzvah of Yibam is docha the lo sasei of Meriga Mamzeres. And therefore, keeping the Minatar Ru'u Yehilis Yabeim, midan asi docha lo sasei yishlomas in Mamzer le mechavi lavin. There is no Mamzer here, and there was no Avera. There was no Avera. Vakiva Shevola beheter ain't a blind Mamzer. Or do you say, if you have a Mamzer that marries a Mamzeres, so then it doesn't matter who you go like. So it's a Kachos and me a Mamzer. But if you have a Yisrael, right, what's the rule? Yesh Kedushin, Ein Avera, Havlat Holech Achar HaZachar. So here's a case of Yesh Kedushin ve'Ein Avera, right? According to Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, so fine, Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Mamzeres. But a Ger is not allowed to marry a Mamzeres. But if you were doing Yibum, so he was allowed to. Midaraisa. So do you say that there was no Avera done, and therefore he's not a Mamzer? Oh no, or do you say no? Oh Shem and Omar Shaf should be a Seteri, Kiva should ben Mamzeres, Avu Mamzer. And he quotes from our Sugi, works it out that he thinks that the child is not a Mamzer in our case. Because if the child is a Mamzer, so he could have asked that on the first case. Right, I'll give you another case of Yish Kedushin Vien Avera, and the Vlad is a Mamzer. So the fact that the Gemara does not ask that case, says the Shar HaMelech, I think that case, that's a trivia question. Right, give me a question where the mother is a Mamzeres and the child's not going to be a Mamzer. Right, the trivia is they did yibum, and she was nisaber. She became pregnant from the first bia. So that is what the Shar HaMelech holds. Not everybody holds that way, but that is what the Shar HaMelech holds. A Kohen Gadol, but a Kohen Gadol marrying an amana, marrying doing yibum. So again, that's what right. So maybe the chalala wouldn't. The question is the chalala any different? Is chalala? We'll get to chalala. We'll get to chalala from Reb Chaim in a minute. Few minutes. Okay. Says the Gemara. So that was all. So what do we say? So there's no. It's fine that the first case, the case of Ger Shenasa Mamzeres is not a violation of the first case. It's exactly what the second case is. Right? It's a case of Yesh Kedushin v'Yesh Avera. So the Gemara says V'nisnei. Okay. So why isn't it brought as an example for case number two? Right? Because the Gemara brings a number of examples for category number two. Right? I'm one of the Kohen Gadol, Gush of Chalusha, the Kohen Hedyot. So I didn't say this case also. So the Gemara says, Tana kol makom de seifa la'asuye. Yeah, when it says kol makom in the category two, it's including any place where there's Kedushin and an Avera. So the Vlad is Holah Achara Pagam, so it's including this case. V'yibah Yisayim, or a different answer, L'olam Rabbi Yosihi. Really, it's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi that holds that a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres. So But isn't then a violation of category one? Vitana ezuzu lemeute. No, but in the first category it has ezuzu. What are these? What is an example of this category? Koin levi of Yisrael, koin levi of Yisrael. Zu is an exclusionary lashon. This to exclude. So as we're going to see, every line in the Mishnah has a kol makom, an inclusionary line, and ezuzu, an exclusionary line. So every time we're going to have a question here, we're going to say, it's being included, it's going to be excluded, as we'll see. Ve'ezuzu v'sulo. So 1 second. So now back to category one. Back to category one. So you said ezuzu excludes this case. This is the case. That was the only case. According to Rabbi Yossi, a ger that marries a mamzeres, that is mutter, and the child is a mamzer. Is that the only case that's being included by that? V'sulo v'hari chalol shenatsa bas Yisrael. What about a chalol? Chalol, let's say a child born from a kohen grusha. A chalol is allowed to marry a bas Yisrael. Right? A chalol can marry a bas Yisrael. The yesh kiddushin v'yein avera. Right? And what's the halacha? Havlad holich achar hazachar. The child's a chalol. Right? So the child, so therefore, why didn't it bring that case in the Mishnah? Right, so why isn't that included? So the Gemara answers, ha lo kasha kareb dustoi b'Reb Yehuda spirale. Maybe the Mishnah holds like Reb Dustoi b'Reb Yehuda, but Reb Yehuda who we had already, Reb Dustoi b'Reb Yehuda holds that benos Yisrael are mikvatara lachalalim. Meaning, if a chalal marries a bas Yisrael, the child is not a chalal. The child is not a chalal, and therefore, that's why it's not in the Mishnah. Right, we had it earlier, and we're gonna have it later on again. There's an important discussion in Tosfos here. Tosfos says, what was the Gemara's question? A chalal that marries a bas Yisrael, isn't that a raya? The child's a chalal, that the child goes after the father. 1 minute. Isn't the mother nischalala also? A chalal marries a woman. So doesn't the woman, the mother, become a chalala? And therefore, what's the raya that the child's chalala-ness comes from the father? Maybe it's also coming from the mother. As Tosfos in Harei, Pirushu Chalal Kamo Aviv, Vim Tomer Mai Parech, Mada Ben Pasol, La Mishum Da Azlina Basar Azachal Luchudei. The fact that the child's going to be a Chalal is not because of the father only, Ela Mishum Da Keva Paguma, Shehi Imo. The mother also is affected. Shazachar Postla Bibi Aso, Vahave Chalala. Isn't a Chalal who lives with a woman, so he is Osa'a Chalala. So the mother's also a Chalala. Again, Chalal, that is a status created by a problematic Kohen relationship. Zona is something else, right? That's from other psulim, lachora. We'll see if there's any overlap. But Chalal is something that's usually from a usher Kohen relationship. So how do you know here? The mother's also nischalal. So what's the Gemara assuming that it's coming from the father? Maybe it's from the mother. V'yesh lomar, no. V'yakarcha psulo shel ben la mishum psul din akevahu. No, can't be. It can't be this crime for the mother. Because I'll give you an example where the mother's a chalala and the child is not. Daha, we're going to have in the next line in the Gemara. Yisrael shenas a chalala. What's the halacha of Yisrael that marries a chalala? You know what the halacha is? The kid's kosher. The kid's kosher. Yochia. Shebito ksheira lekuhuna. A daughter from a Yisrael chalala married to Bito ksheira. So you see, it's not coming from the mother. Because the mother's a chalala. V'yavagav she'ima psula. Right, so that's why, says Tosfos, it's not a problem. There's a very mechudash shita of the Rambam, which all the Achronim discuss here. The Rambam holds a chalal that lives with a Bas Yisrael. Tosfos held that the Bas Yisrael becomes a chalala. The Rambam says she becomes a zona, the status of zona, not chalala. The Rambam Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perak Yudches Halacha Aleph Mipia Shmuel Lamanu Shazona Hamura Batora. He calls she'ena Bas Yisrael. Anybody who's not a Bas Yisrael. Bas Yisrael shenivala la adam shehi asura lihinase lo isra shavala kol, or a Bas Yisrael that's nivala to a person that is usur to marry. Just wave. If somebody's hopping in front, just wave them. Shenivala la chalal afa pishi muteras lihinase lo, or nivala to a chalal, even though she's mutter. Right, a chalal can marry a Bas Yisrael, still she becomes a zona, says the Rambam. Everybody's, where's the Rambam get this from? Don't you say it's a kahuna? Don't you say it's a kahuna problem, and therefore it should be a chalala? So Reb Chaim, and Hilchos Yisurei Bia says, it seems to be a major machlokas in the Rambam, between the Rambam and Tosfos. The Tosfos paskins, a chalal passels creates a chalal, even by a bias heter. That's Shitas Tosfos. That's what Tosfos says. Yisrael that marries a chalal marries a woman, the child's a chalal, even from a bias heter. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam must hold that the chalal status that's passed to a child is a psul yichus. It's not based on the Maisa Bia. It's just passed down. Whatever the father is, the child is. So the father's a Chalal, so the child's a Chalal. But in terms of the woman becoming a Chalala, that's from a Bias Isser. Right, that's Chalala. And if there is no Bias Isser, says Reb Chaim, the Rambam holds, there can't be Chalala. Chalal to a child is passed down just because of Yichus. Whatever the father is, then the child is. But in terms of this woman's status becoming a Chalala, that's only from Bias Isser. If there is no Bias Isser, like our case, she becomes a Zona. She doesn't become a Chalala. That's Reb Chaim. You got to do the research. There's more to that Reb Chaim. You have to look in the Rambam Lashon Tosfot to all the cases. But that's the Rambam. But why did I bring this in? Because according to the Rambam, Tosfot's question doesn't get off the ground. Tosfot said, how do you know the Chalala? Maybe it's from the mother, not from the father. No, the mother's a Zona. The mother's not a Chalala. And therefore, Tosfos' question does not get off the ground. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, continuing, V'harei, right by the 12th line, V'harei Yisrael shenas a chalala. What is the opposite case? A Yisrael marrying a chalala. The yesh kiddushin v'ein aveira. Again, it's a mutter marriage, meaning category 1, havad holech achar zachar. There, the child, it's havad holech achar zachar. Therefore, why isn't that case given as an example in category 1? So Tana Kol Makom the Reisha Lasuye. Okay, the Kol Makom, the inclusionary, any place that's including it. Venisne Bahadei, why isn't it say it beferish? Mishum to the Masni Law. It would be impossible to write it in the short abridged form that the category already has. What does the category say? Koin Levi Yisrael that marries a Kohenis Levi of Yisraelis. So if you just throw in Chalal there, you know it's not going to work. Nisti hechi nisti Kohenis Levi of Yisraelis v'Chalala. Shouldn't it say v'Koin Levi of Yisrael v'Chalala Koin Michazia? Doesn't work because a Chalala cannot marry a Kohen. And the Mishnah wanted to be short. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says Eino nishnei slo latana imashar b'loshin katzar. Right, I wanted to be short. What's so important about loshin katzara? What's so important? So that's what Gemara says in Psachim Dav Gimel. Psachim Dav Gimel, olam yishana adam l'talmid odera katzara. So the Rashi there says, dafka rebi l'talmud, dera katzara. Why? Lefisha, this is Rashi in Psachim Dav Gimel, lefisha miskayemez girsa shela yosim in ha'arucha. Person remembers things when it's short, abridged, quick. Right, that's Rashi says, takes the Gemara kipshuto. Olam yishana adam l'talmid odera katzara means it's an educational tool. Educational tool. Whenever you hear a vart, if you hear a 20-minute vart, then you hear the same one in 10 minutes, so it's always remember it more, you know, in 10 minutes, right? If it's drawn out and schlepped, then sometimes it's not going to work. You got it to be quick and to the point. That's what the Rav Sternbach writes in the Nachdama to his Tshuvas, Tshuvas Vahanagas. So his Tshuvas are like to the point. You have a piece of Lumdus, you have a piece of you have a Gemara, they're one column, one and a half columns at most. So he writes in the Nachdama, why am I writing this? I can write you 35-page Tshuvas also, which you can. Rabim Ohavim Akitzer. Three words. There's people open up a tshuva. You see a 25-page tshuva from Rav Moshe? Yeah, man. Now the average guy on the street is not gonna open it and close it. You see a short? Oh, this one's short. I can do this one, right? Because Rabbi Moavim Akitzer. So as a tool, it is being short. That Gemara says here. Review the Nasi. He wanted to write shorthand there for people to remember the Mishnayos. This only applies. The Tashbeis has a tshuva in Chelak Gimel Simanai and Ches, where the Tashbeis says it's only from Rebbe to Talmud, but not from Talmud to Rebbe. From Talmud to Rebbe, you can schlep as much as you want. Again, you should try to get to the point, but the Rebbe has more patience. And he'll be focused even if it's a little more drawn out. The Tashbeitz writes, Zeo, Rav Talmud, Kedesh lo yishtabish b'lashon arucha, Avala Talmud, Shashol, Me Rav, Lashon Nekiya Adif. It's better to be clear, the Gemara there is talking about Lashon Nekiya, Lashon Ketzara, V'lo boy Lashon Ketzara, Shahari Harav, Libo Rachav, V'lo yizbalbel b'lashon arucha. Right, it's the Rebbe's job to be focused, even if it's a longer Lashon. But that is all the Lashon Kitzara in the Gemara. There is an interesting understanding that the Rashi takes the Gemara Kipshuto, that it's an educational tool. Yo'olam yadaber Hashem Lashon, lo'olam yadaber l'talmid, yilma l'talmido, yishana l'talmido b'Lashon Kitzara. But the Rambam takes that line into Hilchas Deos to support Shtika in general. Like the Gemara in the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, L'masasi guf tov yosev ishtika, from being quiet in general, always have something to say, think about it first, be quiet. So the Rambam puts that into that context in Perek Beis and Hilchas Deos. La'olam yarba ada b'shtika, v'li yadaber ela o b'dvar chachma, o b'dvar m'shetzorach lem l'chaye gufo. Right, only talk when is an important point to say. Right, and that's Rabbi Donasi, lo sach sicha b'tela kol yamav. Rabbeinu HaKadosh. V'zu sichas rov b'nei Adam, v'afilu b'sarchei haguf lo yar ba'adam b'dvarim. And so he quotes, lo masati gozit tov yosem yishtika, hu shetzivu chachamim, lo'olam yishan Adam l'tamidav derek etzara. So Rambam doesn't limit it to an educational tool. It's just a life tool. Avalam hayu advarim merubin v'inyan muat, hariz asichlos. You couldn't, shouldn't just, like Ephron, right? You know, emor harbei, v'asa ma'at. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now. So that's why he leaves it out in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara v'yahayika the Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, right? Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, the Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. There's another one left out, right? What case? Rabbi Bar Chana, the name of Rabbi Yochanan. What do they hold? Mitzri Sheni, Shenasa Mitzris Rishona, Benash Shlishi Have. What is that? We know most people in the world are either Mutter for us to marry or Asa for us to marry. But there are two exceptions. The people from the nation of Mitzri, Mitzrayim, and Edom. Mitzri va'adomi, so they have special rules. Special rules. A Mitzri, I'm allowed to marry, Dor Shlishi, right? Shlishi yavolo b'kal Hashem. What does Dor Shlishi mean? Yes, you have a Mitzri that converted. So that's first generation. The child, who is she allowed to marry? Marry another Mitzri, right? So that's the second generation. The grandchild of the Mitzri that converted is motzei to marry a Jew. Right, that's Mitzri Shlishi. So what happens if you have a Mitzri Sheni, meaning the child of a Mitzri Ger,
then the second generation have to marry?
Second generation marry another Mitzri.
Another second generation
or first generation, we'll see. What happens if a second generation married a first generation? Right? So what's the child? Is the child a right? So the Rabbi Yochanan says, Bana Shlishi have a. You can be Mako. Right? The Bana Shlishi, right? You go after the father. You go after the father. So again, why isn't this in category one? This is another case of a mutter relationship. They're both Jews, Mitzriim, so they're a lot of, they're a Jewish Egyptian converts, and therefore they're allowed to marry each other, and you see it goes after the father. So why isn't it in the category one listed? So Gemara says, again, Tana Kalmaka Dereisha Lasuya, it's included in Kalmakom. It's included in that first line. Well, Rav Dimi Damar Sheni Havik, on Rav Dimi, he argues. He says it goes after the mother, right? Not after the father. You know, but Hasheni Avi, you go after the more chomer one. So Tana Eze Zu Lemute. So it's being excluded from the Eze Zu, the exclusionary lashon. Period. Why is Mitzri allowed? You're allowed to marry a Mitzri right after three generations, but you're not allowed to marry, let's say, Amon and Moav forever, the males. So the Sefer Chenech says Shorash Mitzvah Nigla. Why is it that the Zera of Esav, meaning Edom, you're allowed to, right? You're allowed to marry, right? After three generations also. Why is it? Right? Banim Hashem Yivodel Hamdor Shlishi Yivodel Emekal Hashem by Edom and by Mitzrayim. Says the Sefer Chinuch. Ki hu lo dianu. Shelo nisat nahig be'isser im zera Edom v'lo narchikam be'kal v'chomer mi b'nei Amon. Lomar, we shouldn't say a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Amon u'moah, because one time they didn't come out and do the chesed for us. Right, they didn't bring us lechem u'mayim. Hashem said, you're not allowed to marry them forever. So Edom and Mitzrayim, they were Mitzayar Klal Yisrael. Surely you should never be able to marry them. They Mitzayar for 210 years, they were Mitzayar us. When he saw us, Edom has given us. They destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. So you might think that they're worse. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Al-Kain Basanu Ha'azhara Aleihem, Shaloli Himana Mizchatin Bam, after three generations. Why? Ki Hashibudin Sheshibdu Heim Banu Gzeiras Hashem Hi Aleinu. They were just fulfilling the gzeir of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ein lanu lekvoa aleihem sina bilvavenu al kach. The yachenu yikaru b'hiskai rusam ubom lachzos tachas kanfei hashchina. They'll be our brothers. Amun Moav, that one act, says the Sefer HaChinuch, reflected a base problem of e-chesed. A lack of basic chesed. The Gemara says in Yevamis, Rachmanu b'ashan megom lechasadim. They didn't do it, so therefore Amun Moav is thrown out forever. That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Again, this of course relates to the major machlokas of Parshas Lech Lecha between the Rambam and the Ramban, which many I'm sure are familiar with in the Bris Ben Abbasarim. Right, the Kodesh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu that he's going to judge the nation. He's going to judge the nation. He's going to make sure that Mitzrayim is taken care of. So Kasha is that the Ramban asks, the Rambam asks, but what do you mean? Like the Sefer HaChinuch says, they were supposed to do it. Right? You see, it was Nigzar. Right, we were supposed to, right, Beretz, we're going to be in the land Beretz Lahem. Again, so why should they be punished? So the Rambam says, in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says, why? Because every Mitzri could have said, I'm not going to do it. Hashem was only gozerin on the nation. It wasn't gozerin on any one Egyptian. You're going to subjugate the Jews? He didn't say that. So every one could have said, I'll skip it. That's the shita of the Rambam. The Ramban, the Ravid there, Ramban says, I don't understand what the Rambam's talking about. If Hashem says for an Isha to do something, shouldn't you be the first one to do it? Right? Shouldn't you be the Hashem? Oh, I want to fulfill the what Hashem says. Should be the first one to do it. Right? It doesn't quote it, but the Gemara Pesachim. I'm sorry, what does the Gemara Pesachim say? Which Gemara? The frog Gemara. What does the frog say? Right? We shall learn a Kavachomer from the Svardim. Each Svardeya wasn't commanded to be Moser Nefesh, but all of them jumped into the ovens. They want to be Moser Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a great thing, right? The Chalam Shav Azar, you learn the Kavachomer from the Tzvartim. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something, you do it. You jump in. This is the Ramban, what's the Ramban I'm talking about? That everyone had Bechira not to do it. So that's why the Ramban says no. The reason is, why were they punished? Because they went overboard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says be Meshabed them, not to torture them, not to throw their babies into the river. So I'm going to be judged them based on what they did behind. Im Asu, Viosa Mishpat, Im Asu Kenigzar Aleim, O Hosifu Lahara Lahem. Did they go past what they were supposed to do? So that's the Ramban sheet. The Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban quotes the Rambam in there in Perek Tesvav Halacha Yudalid, Pasuk Yudalid, in Sefer Bereishis. So that relates to this Sefer Achinuch. You got to add the Sefer Achinuch to that whole discussion. That's why you're allowed to marry the Mishri Badomi. So I mean, he has to explain Megamas Gareish Yevodah Dananochi. Also, he's not got to explain that, but I guess at least at root. At roots, they were supposed to. So even if they went overboard, even if they, you know, it's not a inherent problem as much as Amon and Moav. That is the discussion of Mitzri Vaadomi. What about Bezman Hazeh? What about Bezman Hazeh? You know, if you do have to, before you get married, does the Besada Kedushin have to do research? You know, is this girl, not the girl, from is the girl from Mitzri, a Mitzris, or an Adomis? So, obviously we know that none of these halachas really apply anymore. But Sefer Chinuch writes earlier in Tavkuf Samach Aleph, the Rambam writes that since Sancherev was Mevalbel all the Umos, and therefore none of these halachas apply because we don't know who anybody is. Everything is Rov, called the Parish, Meruba Parish, and therefore we can assume everyone that you meet is not a descendant of a convert of any of these nations. Any of these nations, therefore everybody is Mutter. The only one that might not be included is Amalek. Amalek, that was the Diyak of Moshe Salvechik had in the Rambam, that the Rambam does not say V'kfar Avad Zichram by Amalek, but only by the other nations, maybe because Reb Chaim said, Reb Moshe Salvechik quoted Reb Chaim, two types of Amalek. Is there biological Amalek and halachic Amalek? Anyone who wants to destroy the Jews is halachic Amalek. That's why Amalek might be the only one that still applies. Okay, that is the big discussion of Mitzri Vadomi. Okay, so let's get back to our Gemara.
Was it Sancheirev didn't uproot Amalek?
He uprooted biological Amalek, maybe, but not halachic Amalek.
He also couldn't take over Luz.
He couldn't,
the city of Luz.
Okay, but that wasn't any problematic nation.
No.
Okay, says the Gemara of Yehaika, Dechiyatza Ravina Rabbi Yochanan, I'll give you another one. Be'umos halach achar azachar. By the nations, you follow the male. Nisgairu halach achar apagam shebishnayim. And after they convert, you go after the worst one from them. We'll see exactly what this case is on Amud Beis. But either way, it's a case of Nisgairu, which they're both mutter to each other. You follow the pagam. What do you mean? Shouldn't you follow the father? So Tana Ezezulamute. Again, you should. It's excluded from that lashon of Ezezu. So now the Gemara basically summarizes what we've had so far. Hi, Mai. What's going on here? Everything according to you have a komako, remember, in every line, and you have an Ezezu in every line. So E Amrit Bishlama Masis Rabbi Yehuda. He, if you say our mission is like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda who says that what? Rabbi Yehuda said above that a ger is not allowed to marry a mamzeres. So then komakom dereisha lasuya yisrael shnasa halala. And the Kol Makom is including the case of Yisrael marrying a Halala. They go after the father. Uda Rabbi Barachana is also including Rabbi Barachana, who we had earlier, that about the Mitzri Sheni marrying the Mitzri Shona, and the child is a Mitzri Shlishi. Ezezu Lemutid Rav Dimi V'Ravin. And Ezezu excludes Rav Dimi and Ravin, who we had. Kol Makom to save Falasuye, and the Kol Makom of the second case of the Mishnah is to include Gershon Asa Mamzeres. Why? Because according to Yehuda, that belongs in category 2, because that's Aser. Ela Iyamar Rabbi Yosihi, but according to Rabbi Yosihi, who says a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres, so komakam the reisha kita amran, ezezu kita amran, like we said, ela komakam the seifa la suyemai. What is the komakam in category 2, including, according to Rabbi Yosihi? So Gemara says, "Moment, Ulo Tamech Rabbi Yehuda, ezezu the seifa la amali." You Rabbi Yehuda, what is that? You didn't explain to me the ezezu in category 2. What's that excluding? Ela I did the tana reisha ezezu tana seifa ezezu, but maybe we could just say it's parallel lashon. So chakanami aditana reisha kolmakom chakanami seiva kolmakom. Don't tell me each one of the four phrases has to include something. 3 out of 4 is good enough, and the fourth one is just written there to be parallel. Period. Gufa says the Gemara. We had earlier the following brisa. Ki asa rabbanam Rabbi Yochanan. I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Be'umos halach achar azachar." by the nations, you follow the male. This gairu halacha achar pagum shebishnayim. But if you have two nations that convert, you follow the pagum, the worst amongst them. So let's talk about each line. So my beumos halach achar zachar. What does that mean? By umos, you follow the male. Rashi says there are really two questions here. Rashi says, number one, lamai. See, there's fourth skinny line in Rashi. Lamai hilchasab. First of all, what's the nafkamina? Right, by two goyim, two non-Jews that marry each other, you follow the male. So lamai nafkamina. Right, what's the difference? Yish lahalach achar zachar. Kol zman shelo nizgairu. So what do we care? From minalei the basa zachar azlina. Number two, how do you know? Number one, what's the difference? And number two, what's the makar? So it says the Gemara kidatanya. You know what the nafkamina is? We know there are seven nations. Again, doesn't apply anymore. But seven nations, Kanani, Chite, Emori, Prizi, Gergashi, all those nations that the halacha is lo sechaya kol neshama. Right? You're not allowed to take them as servants. Right? So what happens if one of the nations, one somebody from the seven nations marries somebody who's not from the seven nations? The child goes by who? Whose status is the child? So, let's say a man from the other nations is Baal HaKananis and wants somebody from the seven nations. Rashi notes that in a number of places, Kanani is really a symbol for all seven nations. Right? Even though Kanani is only one of the seven, but really, Chazal say, in the Torah sometimes says Kananim, meaning all of them. So how do you know if a man from the other nations lives with a Kananis for holy bench at the Rosh Hashanah of Eved, that it goes after the father? That's the case of Umos Halachar Zachar Tamalomar, because the pasuk says V'gam ibnei atoshevim hagarim imachem, from those who live with you mehem tiknu. Right, from them they live with you. They weren't born here because they're not from those nations, but they live with you, so you could buy from them the children from them. The assumption is that, as we're going to see, the women in all these nations stay where they are, and it's the men that came. Right? Where do you have the wedding? You always have the wedding where the kallah is from. Right? So in all these cases, the women are there, and the men came from elsewhere. So here, from the Bnei HaToshavim that live with you. Meaning, so how do you know who's living with you? Who's living with you? It must be the girl who's the Canaanite, and the father who is the chasda, the husband who is just living with you now, but he wasn't born there, so that's mutter. Mehem tiknu, you could buy avadim from them. Yachal, you might think the same as the opposite. Yachal af eved sheba al shifcha min ha'umos. Let's say you have an eved kanani that was ba'al al shifcha from the other nations. V'holi ben shadar rashay l'knosu be'eved. You might think that's also mutter. So the answer is no. Tamalomar asher holidu ba'artzachem. Only those who are born in your land, min ha'noladim ba'artzachem, v'lo min ha'girim ba'artzachem. Not from those who just live in your land. Fine. Period. So that's the first line of Be'umos Halach Achar HaZachar. So if you have, what's the halacha in terms of the set, one of the seven nations, you always go after the father.
So
fine.
So it's relevant for a mitzvah, isn't it?
Sorry?
It's relevant for a mitzvah.
So that's when they're still non-Jews.
Right.
So when they're still non-Jews, it could apply to any non-Jews.
I'm saying,
I don't know, that it doesn't switch generations by a mitzvah until they convert.
No, but the question is he a mitzvah?
An intermarriage between a Mitzri and somebody else while they're still non-Jews.
Right.
Okay. But this is saying, right, you follow the Zachar too, maybe. Continuing, Nizgayru halacha pagum shebishnayim. But once they convert, you go after the worst pagum. So, but Maya, what is the case talking about? And what's the question? The question is, if the halacha is you follow the worst one, it must be that each of them have a problem. Halacha hapagum shebishnayim, it must be they're both problematic. So what's the case? So Elam of a Mitzri Shanatz Ammonis. Are we talking about a case of an Egyptian that marries an Ammonis? Right? Those are two types of problematic non-Jews who converted. So my Pagamikam, then the woman is not a problem at all. Ammoni v'lo Ammonis, right? Only the male Ammonites are a problem, but Ammoni v'lo Ammonis, Moav v'lo Moavis are not a problem. So it can't be that way. Ella, it must be Ba'amoni Shenasa Mitzris. It must be the other way. An Ammoni, a male Ammoni, who marries a Mitzris. So what is the halacha there? So it's interesting. Izachar have. So if they have a baby boy, so then what? Shadi abasri didei. Throw him after the father, and therefore this boy is forever usher. Forever usher, because his father is an Ammonite, and he's a male Ammonite. V'nekeva have. But if it's an akeva, so then if he follows the father, so then he's going to be mutter right away. Because an Ammonis. So therefore, shadi abasri didei. Throw him after her, so at least for the first two generations, he is going to be usher. She is going to be Asura. So there, that's the case that's referred to Halach Achar HaPagim Shebishnehem. There is a question in the postkin, the Rebbe Chanan talks about this. What happens, maybe this is your case. What happens if a non-Jew marries an Ammonis while they're Goyim? An Akum that's Ba'al Ammonis. So what is the child? What is, this, is the child, do you say, Be'umos Halach Achar HaZachar? And therefore the child is one of the other Umos. Or do you say no, because if the child follows the mother here, it's pagum, and therefore the ahil forever be amon. So Rav Chanan assumes that the child is amon. The child is an ammonite. That's what Rav Chanan says in Kovetz Haaretz. Kovetz Haaretz, v'yish lachkar ba'amonis, shenis aber minach, v'yolda ben imhu amoni, nireh du'a din amonis, shenis aber minach, v'yavi ben amoni. V'yaf di'imo k'shera, mikomakom kibin ta'a benu amoni, hu pasal mitzat atzmo. So that's Rav Chanan, again the Achronim, discuss that at length. Okay, let's continue though.
This, like you said earlier, this is just years and years after Sanfiro did everything. So why?
This is why are they talking about it?
Why don't they just say that? I mean, it's a fact.
The Gemara could still talk about. First of all, if you happen to meet, so Sanfiro is only if there's a suffix. If somebody knows that they're from a certain nation, they come and tell us, and then the halacha still applies. A, B, the Gemara has many dafim that's not halacha lemaisa. It's never right. So. That's why I can still discuss it. Says the Gemara, so the category 3 now. Category 3 in the Mishnah was if the Avera, if there's no marriage, if there's no Tfisis Kiddushin. So how do you know? What's the question? Rashi says the question isn't how do you know about the child, but how do you know that there's no Tfisis Kiddushin b'chayve krisus? That's the question that Rashi said. Minani immediately, third wide line of Rashi. Minani immediately, dink kiddushin tos b'chayve krisus. Not that the Vlad is a mamzer. The Vlad is a mamzer, you have another makar for. We discussed in Maseches Yevamos the relationship between Mamzerus and E Tfisas Kiddushin. And Rabbi Chanan had the suffix in Siman Lamed Hey, what is the connection between the two? Do you say that a lack of Tfisas Kiddushin causes Mamzerus? That's the Siba? Or do you say no, it's just a Siman? It's a Siman that E Tfisas Kiddushin and Mamzerus are both Simanim of Arayus. But they don't. One doesn't cause the other one. What's the nafkamina? There's a machlokas in Girsos in Yevamos. Daf mem hey amabez. It's machlokas in Girsos. Machlokas we've shown him. What happens about a guy who lives with a bas Yisrael? A guy who lives with a bas Yisrael. So the kid's Jewish. Is the child a mamzer or not? So we pass him no. But there's a machlokas we've shown him there. So again, there's no tefisas kiddushin there. So if you say no tefisas kiddushin causes mamzeres, the kid's going to be a mamzer. If you say no tefisas kiddushin, no, they both just reflect a status of erva. See, so here there is no status of erva because a non-Jew is not an erva, and erva means also to me but mutter to you. But here there wouldn't be a status also to everybody, so therefore it wouldn't be a mamzer. So again, that's a discussion in Yevamos and also a little bit here. So how do you know that krisus? So damer did not tefisa kedushin. Damer b'chibar abba amar biyochanan umatuba. They said in the name of mishum rabbiyanai or rabachah bray drava umatuba mishum rabbiyosei aglili amar krav yatsami beisov v'hal chavahaisa lish acher. So v'haisa is lashon of kedushin and it's only acher la acher v'lo lekrovim. V'haisa, the marriage can only be to others, but to krovim, which are arayos, you can't be married to. So maskav la rabbi abba v'em la acher v'lo leben. Maybe that's only saying la'acher, right? You can't be married to, you're married to acher, but not to ben, meaning a stepson. A stepson, if a stepson marries his father's wife, Ashes Av, maybe specifically there, because a ben is not called acher in other areas of halacha. So maybe specifically that case, there's no tvisas kiddushin, but in other arayos there is. So the Gemara says, no, ben behed yiksib bay. No, it's another pasuk. Lo'ikach Ashes Aviv. Right, another pasuk. Acher la malish, I mean al acher v'lo lekrovim. It must be that's including all arayos. I v'ema idi v'idi laben halach l'chila hadiyeved. Maybe both are coming to tell me eishes av or ben ishto, same one. Right, but one's l'chila, one's b'diyeved. Somewhere says no l'chila mayachos isha nafka. You already know it from achos isha. Achos isha, my wife's sister. I already know that there's already a pasuk that the tefisa kedusha doesn't work. Umachos isha bekares lo tikdash. If achos isha, which is an iser kares, the kedusha doesn't work. So chayvi misas bezdin lo koshakein. So surely chayvi misas bezdin, meaning ishas av, that for sure should have no tefisa kedusha. So it's a kal vachomer. So the psukim cannot be referring to that. They may idi veidi b'achos isha halachadchil hadiyavet. So maybe they're both referring to achos isha then. So Gemara says in hachinami. In Achinami, they're both referring to Achos Isha, so the only pasuk that's mefurish, that there's no tefisas kiddushin in the Torah, is Achos Isha. And we're going to learn all of the others from there in a minute. The Rishonim discuss, you know, l'chachila b'diyeved, don't we say yavad lo mahani? Don't we paskin that if you try to do something the Torah says not, you know, it doesn't work? So that the Rashba says, maybe the Ritva says maybe it's going according to the other mandamar here. The Rashba says, maybe you would learn from a man l'kohen gadol that it is mahani. So either way, it's a discussion here of Avin Miani or not. There's an important discussion in the Sefer Achinuch, the Ritva later on, but that is Chayvi Krisus. If I go over to my sister and I say, Hari Am Kodesh Lebet Vazu Tashmos of Yisrael, and I give her a ring, so it's meaningless. So again, that era. Do I get an Aveira? Is there an Aveira to be Makadish Achai Vikrisos? What I did was meaningless in Halacha. But do I get an Aveira? The Sefer HaChinuch says you get Malkus. Sefer HaChinuch, the Mitzvah Reish Vav, says you get Malkus. The Minchas Chinuch says, I don't understand what he's talking about. How can you get Malkus? How can you get Malkus? So then the Minchas Chinuch says, you know what? Maybe you got it from our Gemara. Because what does our Gemara say? L'chadchila b'dyeved. What's the L'chadchila? L'chadchila means there's an Aveira. B'dyeved, there's no infusus Kiddushin. So that's where he says, maybe the Makar is our Gemara that he got it from. The Stifler says, no. You look at other Rishon and there's no Aveira. How can you read the Gemara? You're right, L'chadchila l'havamiru would have been just an Aveira. But once the Gemara says there's no Tfisis Kiddushin with the second Makar, that's Megal that what you did was meaningless and there is no Aveira. So the question is, how do you read the Maskana? Right, Machlokas between the Minchas Chinuch and the Stipler explaining the Gemara. Either way, that's an important Machlokas, which hopefully we'll come back to again. Says the Gemara, so Ashkechan Achos Isha, fine, I understand that Achos Isha has no Tfisis Kiddushin. If I marry my wife's sister, it doesn't work. Shara Rais Minallah, and how do you know Shara Rayos? So I'm going to have two Makaros, one today, one tomorrow. So number one today is that Yalfina Mi Achos Isha. We learned it from Achos Isha. Ma Achos Isha miyuchad shehi erva v'chayavin, just like Achos Isha, which is an arayas. V'chayavin also nakaris v'shegugat zachatas, that you're chayav karis, if you do b'mezen. And you're chayav achatas, is b'shogeg. V'lo tafsi b'kedushin, the dotivis is kedushin, so af kol shehi erva, so do any erva. V'chayavin also nakaris v'shegugat zachatas, lo tafsi b'kedushin. Right, that's the rule, you learn it from Achos Isha. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. So bishlam akulu asyin, 98% of arayos, fine, you can learn from Achos Isha, but two of them you can't. Ela'eshes ish ve'eshes ach, there's chumras by them. There's kulas by them. So maybe you would say by these two, there is Tfisis Kiddushin. What are the kulas? Ika lamifrach, ma la'achos isha shekein ein lo heter b'makam mitzvah. By Achos Isha, there's never a heter. You can never marry your wife's sister. Ever. Right? Unless one's wife dies. That's it. But while your wife's alive, you can, and then she's not your wife's sister anymore. Right? Because it's not your wife. Right? But Achos Isha is never mutter. Tomar be'eshes ach. Eshes ach sometimes is mutter. She yesh la heter b'maka mitzvah. There's something called yibum. And eshes ish nami yigil mifrach. Eshes ish also has a heter. B'chayim in the life of the husband. Why? Malahana shkin la heter b'chayim osran. All other arayos do not have a heter while the reason that their usher is alive, meaning why you're a relative. Tomar be'eshes ish. Yesh la heter b'chayim osran. Eshes ish has a heter b'chayim osran, meaning if the husband divorces his wife. If the man divorces his wife, then you can marry that woman. She's no longer an Eishes Ish. So how do you know those two from Achos Isha? Maybe those two do have Tfisis Kiddushin. So that's why we come up to the Hekesha de Rabbi Yonah, it's called. Hekesha de Rabbi Yonah. El Amar Rabbi Yonah, let's read it, and then we'll talk about it more tomorrow. El Amar Rabbi Yonah, V'item Rav Huna Breda V'yeshua Amakra. It's a Hekesha Rabbi Yonah. What does he say? Kol Asher Yeh Aseh Mikol HaTuei Bosa Elo B'nech Rasu. At the end of the Parsha of Arayis, it says if you do any of these abominable actions, you will be cut off. So you see, all of these abominable actions, they're referred to all at once. Hokshu kol arayis kulam la'achos isha. So all the arayis are connected to Achos Isha. Ma Achos Isha lo tafsi ba'kedushin. Just like Achos Isha, there's no tefisis kedushin. Af kol arayis kulam lo tafsi ba'kedushin. So to all arayis, there's no tefisis kedushin. The Gemara's going to get into, what about Nida? What about Nida? There is Tfisis Kiddushin. Is Nida really one of the Arayas? We'll have to talk about it. We'll see a Gra. We'll see a Kuzari. You know, that's the types of Makaras you have to figure out. Tosfos and Yavamas da Beis, whether Nida is considered one of the Arayas. Maybe we'll talk about getting married to a Nida. The Ramam Shita, you need a marriage to Rulabia. Why does Kiddusha Chupas Nida work or doesn't work? So we'll talk about that, B'ezras Hashem, more tomorrow. The Makar for each Tfisis Kiddushin. Okay, and then we'll talk more about Amadu Melech Hamar, then Daf Samach Tes. Daf Samach Tes, Yicholim Mamzirin Litahir. We got to talk about marrying slaves. Daf Samach Tes coming up on the next day. Anyway, we'll stop here.